gentlemen, it's the Huck. It's the Huck coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 3:30:23. So I'll tell you what. You know, Skype has been working for us fine, but I'll tell you with what I got to say tonight, they don't want me up on here, I don't think, because my Skype just can't get back. I tried to get back on it, and they won't let me get back on it. So we're doing the little talkie, you know, doing the little talkie, and it will work just fine. So let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you probably just heard right before coming on the air that Trump was indicted and by the grand jury there. Oh, now Skype comes up just fine, of course. Yeah, you piece of... This is the federales. These are the no-such jerks. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk to you about them tonight, too, because it's so stupid. So stupid.
All right, good night. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're back onto the Skype. So I'll tell you what. These federales, they don't want anything to happen, right? But my good guys at the Global Star have got me on here with you. So anyway, hopefully you can hear me good and that we're not... loud and clear. Okay, very good. So we're up loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you other than to say that the Civil War has probably begun in earnest. And, you know, I will say this also. I was going to read to you tonight because it's what's really happening is that I was going to read Luke 21 because with this MK Ultra tranny transgender shooter, okay, that is being done by somebody in the United States government. Somebody has tuned her up or him up or it or she or he 54739XYZ tuned them up. And they sent them after. Now, this is very telltale. So let me just go slow and calm it down. They sent them to a property. You know what the address of that property was or is? That address of that school and church is 33. It's 33. Now, what's interesting is that that, of course, is the 33rd degree High Masonic. So somebody chose that address. I don't know if the church how is involved in that. I'm not saying they are. But to make a point, and I saw it early on in the coverage of the TV news, somebody had the camera focused right in on the 33, which is on the stone gate there. That was showing the Illuminati, the Alumbrato, the Cognoscente, the big shots, the Luciferian elites. Okay. That was showing them who the authors of all this was. Okay. So then we get then the videos of the 54739XYZ coming in. All right. And all of that. And that door was locked. She had to shoot through that door. So that place was locked up pretty good, actually. But I'll tell you what. These transgenders hate Christians. They hate Christians. But here's another part of the deal. There's five levels of the Luciferian chessboard, you know. And the lie is different at every level, you see, because the... father of all lies is Lucifer, the devil. But this thing also took place on a day to where Venus was in alignment, I guess, in alignment of five planets. Much thanks to my good friend out there in the Imperial Beach, Captain K. So anyway, big planetary alignment. So then this was then an MK Ultra, allegedly MK Ultra, transgender XYZ 4379 killer shooter, all right, who had a bit of training to a certain degree. had a bit of training to a certain degree, which was interesting. But the teachers and everybody locked down pretty quick once they started hearing stuff. And I am just so tired, and so I just, these Luciferian scumbags. I'm going to tell you what, the Louisville Slugger's coming for their noses. That's all I'm going to tell you. Pop them right on the noses, on the shins, and on the temple. Pow, ka, pow, ka, pow. Because I'll tell you what, when the Lord Jesus comes back with his archangels, he's going to clean the clock out of all of them. Wipe them off the planet. Send them into the fiery lake. Address 33. Then they had three beautiful children. And then they had three good adults. Well, that's another 33. You understand? 33 is the thing. Big Venus and the planetary alignment. MK Ultra. Mind control. Mind control for you people who can't put that together. Look up the program, MK Ultra. You remember when Jesse Ventura had his TV show? This is an intermediary time frame back, 10 years ago. And he actually went to somebody where they had somebody that was under a hypnotic regression or under a hypnotic spell, so to speak. And the guy walks out, and then Jesse starts to talk to him, and then all of a sudden the other guy says something, and then the guy puts his finger out and pretends like he's shooting bullets. Remember that? Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, it just makes me mad because I'm so angry that these beautiful children, these beautiful people had to get slaughtered, all in the name of a blood sacrifice to Lucifer on some planetary alignment and some high Masonic 33rd degree dream, all right? We were told, Brother Crazy Horse told us last week, told me in the email, and I broadcast it on the air on Friday, I believe, saying that he had heard somewhere that, and read it somewhere in some thing, that that Biden was going to go after, was going to go after the guns and declare that there was a public emergency, that guns were a public emergency, and therefore they had the right to declare martial law to take all the guns. Well, here they've got their incident, don't they? Got their incident. And then now the AI, they're saying, oh boy, we better slow down this AI. This AI is already running the show, baby. This AI got loose. I believe, allegedly, I remember Cliff Pye and his web bots talking about his reports, his author reports talking about, six, 7 years ago, saying that that something got loose in Livermore, all right? And that it already got loose, was starting to walk around the world, okay? Something to that effect. So, interestingly enough, on that same day of the shooting in Nashville, or in the suburban area of Nashville, a B-52 that happens to pop up right after that comes up out of North Dakota and then heads south, perhaps towards Barksdale, maybe, because Barksdale's one. But if you're in North Dakota, it'd be a good place to pick up some of the Nuki Dukes, allegedly, wouldn't it? For the B-52s, heads south, and then all of a sudden gets down toward the southern part of the United States, turns off its squawk, which is means it's just wartime. Turns off the beacon that shows its frequency, that shows its the plane that it is and all that. Turn it all off. I think that sometimes they go to Barksdale, and then from Barksdale, then they head to the Mideast. So that buff may have been heading to the Mideast, into the Israeli, into the Iranian zone, if you know what I mean. Israel nailed again Damascus. I read to you, and I was right on the money, the burden of Damascus the other night. Well, now what I'm going to read to you here again is this. As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's the red letters, Jesus saying that. And then they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Planetary alignment. You got all the, Ebola, you got Marburg, and some new mystery disease in Burundi, which is a bleed out your nose and eyeballs and all that kind of stuff, but it kills you in 24 hours. Well, what's that? They say it's a mystery disease. No, what they did is somebody tweaked somebody in the lab somewhere. Maybe that old, I don't know if they still have that old research lab. They used to be, allegedly, there was a, according to the book Emerging Viruses, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, he said, I remember him saying in a speech, talking about a Litton, allegedly, a Litton station, monkey station over there in Africa where they did research on monkeys. Well, anyway, that's apparently, you know, those areas where Ebola traditionally got started. Marburg got started because they brought monkeys back, and then something happened, and it's slightly different. And then, you remember the movie Outbreak? You could see some of that in there. There was the initial outbreak, and then there was another one of a slightly different strain. And then the other one was the one that came and was different. And that one was the one that they then had to fight in California in that movie. So I'm telling you, we've got pestilences appearing. But this thing in Burundi, this mystery ailment, is probably a derivative of Marburg or a derivative of Ebola. Or if you switch the bird flu and the swine flu, allegedly that creates a hemorrhagic type flu. So they've tweaked it to make it bad. And I'm going to tell you what, you might think, well, I don't know if there's going to be a nuclear war. I don't need a gas mask. I don't need a Tyvek F suit or a chemical suit. Well, I'm going to tell you what, maybe you do. And maybe it's from the biological and chemical and not the nuclear. Could be from the biological, you see. Because they'd love to have a whole nother virus or a whole nother bacterial virus bioweapon, wouldn't they? I told you that your fish need stuff for your antibiotics for the fish tank. I've also told you that Nurse Amy and the doctor, where they've written the books about how to use fish antibiotics, okay? And then those are going to be apparently removed from the scene, available without a prescription, coming in June. So I suggest you should get some now for your fish tanks. And then always check with your vet or your doctors or your vet before you do anything with that. But then as far as dosages go, I mean, I've seen where they talk about that on Mayo Clinic and other medical sites. when you ask type search engine questions like, what is the best antibiotic for a bacterial infection in the kidney, or what's the best antibiotic for an ear infection, or an eye infection that's bacterial, all right? Something like that. And then if you really wanted to go the next mile, you know, you could get some of that stuff. They have fish amoxicillin, 500 milligram. They've got fish cephalexin, fish flex, they call it, 500 milligram. They got ciprofloxacin for fish. They've got doxycycline for fish. Zithromax, which was something that was recommended during the main thing of the COVID, when you're doing that, the ivermectin. That Zithromax supposedly would work on certain aspects of it. So all of those are available. You can go to, I think it's called FishMox, FishFlex, or FishFlex, FishMox, something like that, .com, FishFlex, FishMox, FishFlex, FishMox, something like that. You can see all of that. You can also take a look at what they're talking about, and then I used them in a fish tank, so to speak. About a, you know, a pretty big sized fish tank, you know, like not a halfback size, but a lineman kind of size, you see. And that has worked very well. In that particular case, but always check with your vet or your doctors, you know. Always do that. Do your own research. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, but before all these, this is Luke 21, see, I was reading from, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by the parents, by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Well, there's a vengeance day of the transgender vengeance day, where they've got all the people who are supposedly going to bring their guns. The transgender people are going to come and try to kill Christians and take vengeance upon Christians. There's a new game, a video game or whatever, called Turfstein or something like that, in which the bad guys are Christians who persecute, of course, the lovely transgender people, you see, the XYZ4379s. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be ruled by women, so they used to say, but I mean, it's not exactly that. We're going to be ruled by XYZ4379s, all right? And that's being the usage of that to come against the Christians. To come against you. Well, let me tell you what. Don't let them come and take your family. Don't let them come and take your home. Don't let them come and take your business or your food that you worked so hard to buy and to put into storage to have it at the ready. And if you don't have it, you better darn well get some quick. But I would hope that you, as well as the First Amendment, you knew that the Second Amendment was there to protect your First Amendment, your right to freedom of religion, your right to freedom of speech, your right to freedom of the press, your right to petition your government for redress of grievances. And if they come to try to take you, if the lobster backs come and try to subjugate you, you see, and never forget, allegedly, that it was the London Barristers Association may have had a subsidiary that's called the Bar Association, all right? And does that come from the Temple Bar? Does that come from the Temple Bar? Perhaps the Templars? Huh? I don't know. But I will say this to you. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, because I'm going to tell you what. It's now time to stand against evil, to stand against the devil and the demonically possessed screwballs and people that are going to kill your children in school and then use it for a political advantage. And then you got this guy like Bowman, the big old fat guy Bowman from New York, the Democrat, having it out in the hallways of the Congress with a representative, I believe, from Kentucky, screaming stuff and screaming and hollering and everything for the thing. And then they've got in all these legislators, the Tennessee legislature, that, what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people protesting. They got them in front of the, going to be in front of the Supreme Court, and then they got them all posing with their rifles, their guns, and all their stuff. So I'm going to tell you what, don't pretend like that don't exist. If you do not have a firearm, which is your right, as enumerated in the Second Amendment, to protect yourself and your family, and to preclude any kind of a takeover by a tyranny. And if you don't believe that, let me read the Declaration of Independence to you. You remember that document? The Declaration of Independence, right? Let me just read the portion here I kind of always do. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's Declaration of Independence. I bought that at Thomas Jefferson's home at Monticello. I also bought the Constitution there, all right, because I thought it only apropos. So here's the deal. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Luke 21, verse 17. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereunto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of all the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and then upon earth darkness of nations and perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to tell you what, kind of all messed up here. You got Trump being indicted. That's another part of it. I think the AI is working this pretty good. I told you what was it 2 weeks ago, or when the Silicon Valley Bank, whenever it was. And then I went back and found the bank holiday possible. I wrote it in August 18th, 2009. Remember that? Bank holiday possible from August 26th through October 29 will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. And then you remember I told you that Brother Quayle had somebody who was writing up one of the letters that were being required of it by the Federal Reserve and the Comptroller of the Currency and the banking officials, you see, that they drafted in. It was somebody who came from a large Midwestern bank who was a top slot person who had branches in many states, and they were made available to Brother Quayle by an alleged executive-level employee of the bank, and their contents would be offered for correction and suggestion to be returned no later than 8-21-09, contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve, and that an executive order, though the number was not stated, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and all employees sometime after 8-21-09, though no exact date was listed. The content of these two letters was, now I read this to you the other night, but I didn't read this preface here. All account access was to be limited by the bank, and then any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of all those accounts or credit lines every 7 business days until these limitations were lifted by federal authorities. So the most you could get out in a week would be $500 when they set all this up. Number two, all lock boxes were to be sealed and the access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by the executive order, the IRS, FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. And then I wrote up in this thing that I wrote back in 2009 that these type restrictions have been seen before during bank holidays of the 1930s. Now I guess we're getting some information that the bank holidays are probably getting ready to come, possibly, allegedly, possibly in April. And that see if I can get that here, find that here. Let's see. Uh, possibly in April of 2023, there'll be a bank holiday, at least of a week, where ATMs, debit cards may go down that week. Then apparently this comes from somebody in a bank. But it's not out in the mainstream media. During the time they're closed, the computer systems allegedly might be switched over to one running on Fed servers like FedNow or something like that. Now, that was supposed to come in June, but they could do it early. When the banks reopened, they said they'll be using what sounds like a social credit system. And that they already have the new hardware that interfaces with the current hardware. ATMs, debit cards do not work during the bank holiday, but the regular major credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, would still work. That's probably will still work. We don't know that. Saying that they see how this new system integrates, you didn't see how these credit cards would be needed and speculated his theory not from the Fed, but that the credit cards would be phased out in the near term anyway. That's what I figure. Transition will be done by end of April 2023. Now, basically what they're talking about is that it is the customers of the banks, you see, who are causing all the problems, taking their money out. Oh, no, it's the big guys getting their money out. When it all going bye-bye, okay? You take your $500 out or your $5,000, it ain't going to make doodly squat. You take out $100 million or something like that, oh, yeah, that's there. But they're supposed to have insurance up to $250,000. But when the whole thing is sitting here and we got lights out under a hypersonic missile attack from the Red Chinese or the Russians or both, then there ain't going to be no insurance now, is there? Ain't going to be no insurance. Well, we'll see. Yeah, you can see when the devil starts putting the plasma fire to your butt in hell. All the cleverness. Now, let me talk to you about some other things. We're talking about the sabotages and how we know there's something called the overture that the Russians talked about. It's out of Viktor Suvorov's book, and it's chapter that's called Spetsnaz First World War. See, the Spetsnaz didn't really exist in World War II or the other world wars. They had a semblance of it, but really not exactly what it is now. Russian Special Forces. All right. So the fact is we've had a whole lot of trains go, haven't we? Had another one in what? Raymond, Minnesota. Baltimore, Norfolk Southern, right? BNSF, right? Dumped a whole lot of bad juju stuff alongside the railroad, all right? Ethanol, corn syrup, a whole bunch of other stuff. But now I'm going to tell you, we've already had a bunch of them in between times that we've all talked about. We had one, I believe, when it was Sunday night, where up to, what was it, almost 100 cars or something in Washington State went off the road up there. We had one up in Chicago not long ago. We had one here, there, the other, down in Texas, all over the place, East Palestine, okay? But then what else we had now? We had in Cincinnati last night. In Cincinnati, we had last night a major fire along the river road on the Ohio River. Apparently, it's where they the barges come up with the gas and oil and all the stuff, the chemicals, to where they're then put into holding tanks, and then there's a train cars come by there, then they put those on the train cars, into the tanks of the train cars, and then that could have been, who knows, where some of that stuff came from. They went to East Palestine. But last night, there was a huge fire up there. Huge fire. We've had other aspects in Cincinnati. which then tend to get like stomped on real quick there as far as suppressed. We had the one where somebody was seen on top of a bridge that was up above the interstate on that west side as well by the Ohio. Remember, this was a few years back. And then all of a sudden the bridge collapsed on the thing below and that there'd been an explosion up there. But all that didn't make it too far. Okay? But then what else do we have yesterday evening or whatever? Barges that somehow got loose and started floating down the river in Louisville. That then the one of them with 12,000 tons of highly flammable methanol runs into the dam and sinks down and is submerged. And then they say, oh, there's no problem with the drinking water and nothing's leaked yet. All right. Is there any reason why you shouldn't try to do everything you can do or borrow the money from Grandpa Joe or whoever, you know, or use your credit card to get a Berkey filtration system? Go to myberkey.com, you know, or look up British, or look up Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, water filtration or water purification system with the black Berkey filters. MyBerkey.com is a good site, I think. That's a good site. Take a look. And there's different sizes of them. But get extra filters. And you can clean the filters a little bit, but the thing is that they will last for thousands and thousands of gallons of water to clean it. But that would allow you to go maybe to a pond or a lake or a stream that's away from the spill, and you could gather in a container some water, bring it back, if it's from a pond or a lake or a mud hole or, you know, pothole, I don't care. From the gutter, run it through like a cheesecloth or run it through a good old white T-shirt or something to clean out some of the mud and the junk, and then put it into the Berkey and run it through. And the Berkey will take out the bad viruses, the bad bacterias, the parasites, and up to 99% plus of the chemicals. You can get additional filtration if you want to take out the fluoride, which is a tough one to get out, the fluoride. But anyway, this is what you're going to need. And you're going to need smaller containers. 15-gallon, 5-gallon jugs, 1-gallon jugs of water jugs, not milk jugs, but water jugs, some kind of containers. You can get the ones. You can get the water blocks and stack those. You can get the blue containers that are like 5-gallon containers. But you need to get some of this and think about it and do it now and do it quickly. Because what if the water don't run or the natural gas don't run? Or the electricity is not coming through the wires, you see. It's got knocked out by the EMP blasts, okay? Or by the real you-know-what blast that just blow the heck out of everything and then also send an EMP. Or burn the power stations down. Or maybe, like we've already seen in the last 15, 18 years, we've seen the power substations attacked by saboteurs. We got Russian and Red Chinese sabos in the wire. The what they used to say, the gooks are in the wire, right? People are here now doing stuff. And let me tie it into something else. Do you remember if you were a longtime listener, or fairly long? This may have been maybe, I don't know, 2006, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. I don't know when it was exactly. But you remember I brought a story to you and told you how there were two military helicopters coming from Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, which has a dark side base on the backside of it there. They've got where they've got the special ops running in and out of. But Eglin, and there's a beach there called Navarre Beach. And remember the two helicopters were flying over to Bar Beach and there was a witness out off the beach somewhere who said that it looked as if there was a green fog, like a green fog surrounded the two helicopters, the two military helicopters. And that it was belaboring the motors of the helicopters. They were having trouble because of the power of the fog was somehow hurting their ability to stay aloft. Well, one of those choppers was able to use all its power and then break out of the edge of the green fog and go up in the air. The other one went down into the drink, and the pilot and the co-pilot or whatever, whoever the people in it, were killed. Well, you see, we had this 101st Airborne out of Fort Campbell in KD's, Kentucky, and that's an area up there where they always practice their different stuff. I remember coming, you know, through from Land of the Lakes and that kind of stuff up in there and coming on down into there, and I can remember driving on the probably maybe that same road or close to it up there in KD's, and I remember two black helicopters coming up from behind me and using me. In those days, I traveled on the road. I had one of those vans, a conversion van kind of a deal. And I looked in the mirrors and all the stuff. I could see them and I could hear them back there. And they were right on my tail, one on each side at the back. They were up about 300-500 feet, but they were back no farther than 100 yards. And I could see them in the mirrors and I could see them there in the whole bed. And they were like using me as a potential target for a drill, for a practice. But that is their area up in there. But now let me tell you this. Apparently from listening to the base public relations officer or whatever it was, a colonel talking. And then all I could hear, you didn't get much info, did you? Then somebody was coming up from Fort Rucker to try to understand what happened to these helicopters, Black Hawk. But I will say this to you. I'm going to tie it into another case that I know about. They apparently had finished their drill, which was a medical picking up of casualties and medical using night vision goggles in both the helicopters. And these people are good pilots. Let me tell you, they know how to fly them. It's not like you're taking a stupid kid up there and putting goggles on him and he can't see and he doesn't know where he's at and he gets excited and runs into the other helicopter. That's not generally the norm of the case, you see. These are good, qualified, top-flight pilots. And I used to go into Clarksville, you know. I used to one time go into Clarksville and used to go to downtown. They used to have a joint where you could go, and they had music and that kind of stuff in it. Or a person could get a beer or what have you. And I remember going down there and talking to some of those real nice warrant officers who were in Task Force 160, maybe in those days, or maybe SOAR, Aviation 160, SOAR 160 after that. Special Ops, you know, Air Regiment, you know, that's basically what they're doing is flying Special Ops. Green Berets and Delta and Rangers and what have you in the hot zones with those helos. Or they use them as attack helicopters. But anyway, I've met some of those people. They're very professional. They're exceptionally good at what they do. So what I will remind you of also is that where we know there was a whole lot of Russians moved into was Gatlinburg. And north of Gatlinburg, you got where Dollywood is at and all that. You got Sevier Valley, or what's it called? Sevier, Tennessee, right? Where Dollywood's at, where the big knife shop, the big store where they have two stories of nothing but knives and machetes and hatchets and edged weapons. Real neat place to go if you're driving down that road someday. Go into that store. You'll end up bringing home a knife, you know. I'll tell you that, because they got a jillion of them. But up in there, back a few years ago, and this is prior to, just not long before, the fire burnt all the woods and the trees and everything on the mountaintops near Gatlinburg, where there's a whole lot of Russian people that live in that zone, okay? I know. I've seen them in there. I've talked with them. They're always in the wait staff, or they're at this restaurant or this place or that place, the other place. They drive the tow trucks. They have this, that, and the other. But that was at a time when all that burnt. Remember the videos that came out of the Smokies right there where everything above Gatlinburg was burning? But this helicopter, just prior to that, a few weeks, there was a helicopter that fell out of the sky and like exploded and went into a fire in the area over there in Sevierville, that kind of area, all right? Which is just above where Gatlinburg is down the road. So at the time, I said, I believe that could be a sabotage, all right? Now, here's the other thing. The green fog down at Eglin at Navarre Beach that encompassed the helicopter. And then one goes down, the other is able to power out and get out of the green fog by a witness on the ground. Well, isn't it interesting to know that we've got all this capability of electronic warfare that the Russians have? And how they were able to stop the Donald Cook in the Black Sea all those years ago. Dead duck it when one Sukhoi flew over the top. Dead duck the whole ship, and they had to went to emergency power. So they had exit lights, and that was about it. Finally, they got the engines re-going, and they got the heck out of the Black Sea back then. I also recall that there was a Marine Corps helicopter for the presidents. There's always two of them or three of them that go at the same time. When he goes, there's another two that are out waiting, ready to go to Camp David. And I also recall back a number of years ago that one of those helicopters, not with the president in it, but one of those helicopters in that group went down mysteriously from some kind of a failure of all the electronic systems. We also go back and look at all the other planes that went down. Like some of the fighter jets that came from South Carolina, where they came in and then all of a sudden, boom, dead duck out of the sky, dropped out of the sky and fell down into the woods in Georgia. We've seen all the stuff in the West Coast, you know, and in Arizona and different places and Nevada. We've seen all these things, and I've documented all this stuff for you for over the years. I can't even go back and remember it all. There's so much of it. But all the trains, all of it, the same thing, all right? Now, what have we heard lately? That the Red Chinese are using some kind of a green laser or some kind of a electronic green thing that's shooting and flashing green light down on Hawaii? Been doing it here all the time in the last month or 2 months or whatever. The green lasers or the green lights or whatever, right? Does that ring a bell here maybe? You know, and if the Red Chinese give stuff to the Russians now, and the Russians are able to sell them oil and natural gas, you see, liquid natural gas, which then the Chinese can then resell to France, which is part of GOMER, just like Brother Quayle said in 2004 when he and I were talking. He had me as a guest on the radio before I ever came on taking a night or two of his show. They bought, the French just bought liquid natural gas from China. Who got it from the Russians, you see? Well, anyway, the green fog and all these things and the saboteurs and all this stuff is part of the overture, you see, prior to the real war. And all of the chemical plants that blew up in Houston and all that kind of stuff, the Red Chinese, and then Trump had to move out. They moved the Chinese consulate, moved out of Houston, was said to get out of here because they was running all the ops out of there, you see, allegedly. Now, let me tell you how they're communicating. Heads up, NSA, heads up, because you got your head up, you know what? An old SIG intelligence people, and several of them in the United States and around the world and different stuff, but let's just say several of them have picked up recently. Remember when I told you about the national message board that they were using to communicate the Russians or the Red Chinese or both, and that they were also dipping down into the ham bands and using stuff down in them, and they were doing the washing machine signal, remember? Remember when I told you about that? And that there were burst transmissions, like, you know, whatever, however the sound made, that might even sound just like, squelch, okay? Or noise, you see, on the line. But in that short period of time, an entire set of instructions has been forwarded, maybe to a gang of people that are all awaiting at their radios, all right? Saying green light or hunter says go or whatever they're telling you out there. But this was detected here of late and has been used here of late. It's being found in the different ham bands and that kind of stuff. But it's an old method of sending a multiplex type signal, okay? It's an older method in the signal intelligence world of sending it that's not really used too much anymore. So the old timers spotted it, and it's called AUTEX, A-U-T-E-X, AUTEX, A-U-T-E-X. And in the old days, the ham, you'd have an originating ham, and he would use this, and he would send a burst transmission to receiving ham or several receiving hams. Maybe in the days when they used to go up on the hilltops and throw their antenna or wires up over a tree limb, that kind of stuff, and sit up there, and then one guy would broadcast to them all and see if they could catch it. But this AUTEX would be a brrp or just like a small, short burst signal. Well, in the old days, you could see who the originating ham was and what the receiving ham was, so they could detect that. And the FCC and those guys, they could watch that and kind of double check on it like they used to in the old days. But now, the guys picking this stuff up, the SIG in people picking it up. You listening out there, boys and girls? It's all now encrypted. It's encrypted. So is it the Russians and or the Red Chinese? Or is it some Luciferian cabal in the FBI or the NSA or the EIEIO or the CIA who is directing some of the sabotage? I would like to think, hopefully still, it's the Russians or the Red Chinese. Not because that's better, just because it would be a little better than to see somebody in the FBI, the CIA doing it. But one never knows anymore, because there are a bunch of crooks all up in those areas. They're crooks to the max, and do not ever trust any of them anymore. They're lying like through their teeth. Garland lied through his teeth the other day. He don't know Jack Doodley, and he lies too. Red China Joe's lying. All of them are lying. Austin lied. Well, there's no such thing as we've never had paid any money to these drag queen shows at Air Force bases. And then old Gates shows him, well, here's the poster right here at Ramstein Air Force Base, you know. DOD, official year symbol on it. Well, that's not. And then Millie, Pink Jackstrap Millie, apparently is trying to get out of his job here pretty quick and retire. He said, well, we don't support that, but we'd be like, I'd like to see what you're talking about here. So then they told him about Maelstrom and Ramstein and several other Air Force bases holding these drag queen shows for the elementary school kids. So they're all lying. But these new AUTEX usages of this old system of multiplexes, which was in the clear in those days, you could see it, but it was a way of doing it, you know. But now it's encrypted, and they don't know who the originator is or who the receiver is. So it's all encrypted. So I think this is the way that somebody, the Russians or the Red Chinese, are sending their signals, giving their instructions for sabotage to their sleeper cells and their different saboteurs that are stationed around the country. So did somebody hit, you know, Cincinnati, then the Louisville Did they then slide on down and maybe unleash the barges at Louisville? And then did somebody up in Minnesota trick the track out and throw those cars in the ground just like they did at East Palestine? You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? We got saboteurs doing it on a continual basis. And if you do not see it, and if you think it's all just coincidence and go to the mall or go to the ball games or, oh boy, it's opening day and, you know, all that, you know, well, then I'll tell you what, you just don't get it, because clustering is not coincidence. Clustering is not coincidence. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you like to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, keep me swinging blows and with the ball bat, the Louisville Slugger. Yeah, the Louisville Slugger. We could find those guys that unleashed the barges. We'd hit them in the nose with it. But anything is most needed, and it's most welcome, believe me. Could be Federal Reserve notes. Could be silver dollars, silver ounce, silver dimes, quarters, halves, whatever. A little bit of gold. A little bit of platinum or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, that's the easiest thing in the world. But don't go into their loose period knife without a fight. Go to stevequayle.com also. Sign up for the private briefings. Get some gold and silver from Brother Steve. 406-586-4840. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And those enemies that are against the constitutional Americans and all Christians in this country, you see? Bandanga Rangers, I know you're ready, and Mickey Lapua. They better just hope that you go and then they don't exist anymore from the 338 rather than take you hand to hand where you'll literally feed them a portion of their body down their own nose. All right? Road and Track and Little L. Lord Jesus loves you. Keep up on your studies, your math, your science, your history, as well as keeping up with your ninja and Muay Thai way.